And listening to that was Soul co-founder Kiani Matatasipu. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
What do you make of that? Does the mana whenua now speak with one voice? Because Winston Peters would seem to suggest there is still some confusion.
There is a consensus among mana whenua about the future of this whenua, which is that we are all wanting it to be returned. Listening to that, it still seems that Winston Peters is quite miseducated as to what this whenua is and what's happening to it. It has never been settled. It has never been part of a treaty settlement. And so for him to say that the whenua has been settled and will open up a can of worms around the treaty settlements is really incorrect. We've always said this isn't a treaty settlement issue. It's a cultural heritage issue. It's a very unique piece of landscape here with layers upon layers of history. And when he talks about, you know, we should be listening to the people who have kept the fire warm this entire time, or for the longest period of time, then that is us. Kia ora. Tēnā koe, Winston. Thank you for that.
Do you accept, though, that it could have implications for the treaty process going forward with other iwi, which may say, hey, this has set a precedent and we want to renegotiate our treaty?
Well, if it does, then it does. I mean, we know that in Aotearoa the treaty settlement process is flawed. We know that there is systemic failure in government and councils, because this is how Ihu Maitau got to this point in the first place. You cannot tell me that iwi across Aotearoa are extremely happy with their treaty settlements. The treaty was never meant to be settled, it was meant to be honoured, and if this sparks a change in the process and a change in the system moving forward, then change is good.
Does Soul expect to be at the table with any negotiations with the Crown?
Well, Soul was founded by six mana whenua cousins. We have been a part of these discussions for the last 6 weeks. We have been representing our marae, our whānau, our hapū and our iwi. And so moving forward, we most definitely will be a part of any discussions.
And are you prepared to accept a national interest settlement here, something that might have to be bigger than perhaps just mana whenua or your local issue there, something that might be, as Susie was talking about, a national park arrangement, some sort of an arrangement? Would that be acceptable?
Well, I think that's something that we'd have to discuss further and actually know what the details of that are. This land was confiscated in 1863. Since then, there have been a number of issues that have resulted in Ihu Maitau losing its maunga, its awa, its moana, its whenua, its urupa. And so we need to actually get down to the details of what something might look like. As the King has said yesterday, the best option is that the whenua is returned.
Will Soul still be willing to allow any housing development on the land under some sort of an arrangement?
Again, that's probably another discussion that has to be had further down the track. At the moment, and for the last five years, when we first started this kaupapa, the six of us around the kitchen table, what we said was our goal was to stop this Fletcher development and to have the whenua returned. And that's what we have been working towards. What we need to understand is that two principles of the Kingitanga movement are mana motuhake and tiaki whenua. And so mana motuhake is about Māori mana whenua determining for themselves what the future looks like, self-determination. And so when we get into that position, we'll be able to start having those discussions.
Kiani Matatasipu, thank you very much for your time, Soul co-founder.
And Winston Peters, the acting Prime Minister, is still in the Wellington studio, was listening there to that interview. Mr. Peters, a quick right of reply to you.
You've just heard there is a rather bad version from the Sociology Department of Auckland University. That is not the law. That is not the Māori cultural background, it's not the history, and it's not the facts. The reality is mana whenua has tears, and for some young persons who just dismiss the elderly in their tribe or in their hapū as being of no importance, it's really not the way Māori ever was or wants to be into the future either.
Is there not a fair point, though, that the treaty does need to be honoured and not settled? We heard there, change is good.
Well, it's a marvellous statement to say that.
If this opens renegotiation,
well, with the greatest respect, it's a marvellous statement. But since 1975, and then in the expansion when Geoffrey Palmer came to be the Deputy Prime Minister in the then Longy government in the 80s, all the way back from the 1975 to the 6th of February 1840, that has been the process. To step up now in 2019 and say the whole script should be changed, with the greatest respect, after all the progress we made, is not helpful. It just is a radical left-wing narrative for which Māoridom has got no chance of progressing in the future.
Appreciate your time. Thank you very much. The Acting Prime Minister, Winston Peters, with us there.